This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1798, What You Can Learn About Fluency from a Two-Year-Old, with Alistair Budge from English Learning for Curious Minds. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American host, Lindsay McMahon, and today's featured guest coming to you from Denver, Colorado, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today on the show, we have Alistair Budge, who will tell you three things that he has learned from raising a child in an English-Italian bilingual household. Find out what you can learn about fluency from bilingual kids.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, Alistair. How are you today? Welcome to All Ears English.
Thank you very much, Lindsay. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. I'm doing great.
Yeah, this is fun. I'm excited to have you on the show today and to have our listeners kind of tap into your knowledge and life experience. Guys, today on the show, we have Alistair Budge from the podcast English Learning for Curious Minds. Great. And today, Alistair, we're going to talk a little bit about raising kids in a multilingual household. So tell us your story. We're also going to learn a little bit of what we can learn from multilingual kids. So what you guys, our listeners, can understand and kind of take on as your methods about what kids do. I'm so excited because kids definitely learn languages in a totally different way from adults, don't they, Alistair?
I think they certainly do. But I think there's a lot of things that we adults can learn from kids.
Yeah. So tell us your story, first of all. Tell us about your family. Where do you live? You know, what are you guys up to?
Sure. So as you might be able to tell from my accent, I am originally from the UK, from just south of London. But I met an Italian lady and we got married and moved to a tiny country called Malta, which lots of people ask me, where is Malta? Some people think it's part of Italy. Some people think it's part of Spain. It is, in fact, its own country. And it's just directly south from Sicily, to the south of Italy, right in the middle of the Mediterranean.
Wow.
And I've been here for 5 years now, have a little boy. He's 2.5 years old. And we are bringing him up bilingually. So I speak English to him, and my wife speaks Italian to him. He's 2.5, so he's still learning. But it's been a really interesting experience to see how a child manages two languages and how just how amazing kids can be at compartmentalizing things and doing things that we adults find difficult and spend lots of time learning. For them, it just comes almost naturally.
Absolutely. You know, I've always envied kids in the way they think. I think the word is uninhibited, right? They're so uninhibited because they haven't even gotten, especially at two, I imagine, your son obviously hasn't gotten to the point where that self-consciousness comes in, right? My mom is actually a child psychologist. We should have her on this show so she can tap in to tell us when when that happened. But what did you think when you kind of formed your family, how this would go? Like, what did you expect? And then I want to go into your tips here, but I'm curious about that. What did you imagine this would be? Did you think it would be hard, easy? What were your thoughts?
So I actually had bilingual cousins growing up. My auntie married a French man, and my cousins were bilingual French and English. And they were a little bit younger than me. And I always thought it was very, it was firstly cute when they would, you know, use a French word in English or use an English word in French. But also absolutely amazing because these four children now have this fantastic gift of being able to speak two languages fluently without ever studying, really. So I thought if there's a way that you can give a child the gift of two languages rather than just one, what an amazing thing to be able to do. And it also allows that child to be able to connect with their different cultures in a way that is not so easy to do if you just speak one language.
That is so true. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think especially for parents who have grandparents who don't necessarily speak the other languages, it's really important, if possible, for the kids to be able to speak the language that the grandparents speak, because then you can have a level of connection that is just deeper than kind of sign language and smiles and cuddles and stuff.
I love it. It's so true. I mean, and also just not to mention that the greatest gift you can give a child is not just, you know, A language and B language, it's the ability to learn any language. And if a kid has done that from a very young age, they can now go learn Chinese or whatever they need to keep up with the world economy in the future. That's way down the line, but what a wonderful gift. That's fantastic. I love that. That's inspiring. Okay, so let's get into it. So then, Alistair, for our listeners who may be raising kids in that multilingual household, or they may just want to learn a few things from kids like your child, right, who have learned how to do this, who learn in a different way, what are three tips that you could give them today?
Well, let me first just start by saying I'm certainly not the world's greatest expert on raising bilingual children, but I'm very happy to share my experience and what has worked and what has not worked. One thing that I think is super important, and from everything I've read and everyone I've spoken to seems to be very important, is to be consistent. So if you have one parent who speaks one language, they consistently speak that language, and to not mix things up. And in fact, my wife and I have had to get a bit more disciplined in this, because previously we would kind of speak a mix of English and Italian to each other, and now we have to be a little bit more rigid and strict with our own language, because otherwise it's confusing to a 2-year-old. They just don't know what's actually happening.
Interesting. So just to clarify, just to make sure I understand. So you mean that when you're with your wife in the house and your child's around, you speak in English to her and to him, and then she speaks back in Italian? Is that what you mean? Or
Yes. So it's more just when we speak to the child. So if I'm speaking to my child, I will speak only in English. And if she's speaking to him, she'll speak only in Italian. Even if he responds in a different language, you respond in the language that you have started with.
I see. And then what if he's kind of around and then you two are talking to each other? What language does that end up being? Because he's listening, right? Kids are sponges. They're always listening. How does that work?
So that's an excellent question. And we haven't really figured out a proper rule for that yet, because we speak a mixture between the two of us. We speak mainly English. And sometimes when he hears me speaking Italian, he kind of looks with a slightly strange face. He's like, what's going on there? So we haven't got a proper rule for that yet. I think it's nice for kids to know that parents can speak both languages and that they can have that kind of fluidity. I think that's an important thing too.
Yeah, I love that. Well, I like that. So the first tip is discipline, right? And I think that's so important because even though kids are sponges and they learn in a little bit of a different way, not obviously in an academic way, I think when it comes to learning languages, setting up conditions and being disciplined is so key. So I love that. So that's number one. So setting the rules, you know, what language are you going to speak to your child and sticking to that.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
What would be your second tip here, Alistair?
My second tip is more a tip on what language learners can take from children, and certainly what I've seen with my own child is to listen out more for sounds rather than individual words. And let me just explain this in a little bit more detail.
Yeah.
So I was listening to a podcast the other day. I think it's called Deeply Human, where there was a lady who was an expert on accents and pronunciation, talking about why kids often have such relative ease at pronouncing words, and kind of they don't have accents in different languages.
Right.
And her theory on this, the theory that she was talking about, was because kids are listening out for particular sounds rather than focusing on the word. And if you're focusing on a particular word, you're projecting your own idea of how it should be pronounced based on your native language. Whereas if you're just focusing on the sound of what's being said, then you're much more likely to be able to recreate that sound. And I can tell you a funny anecdote about this, is that my wife and I heard a recording of our son speaking Serbian at nursery. And I'm not Serbian, my wife is not Serbian, no one we know is Serbian, but he has a Serbian teacher at his nursery, at his kindergarten, and she would occasionally speak words in Serbian to him, and he was there kind of speaking them back, parroting them back, apparently with a perfect accent in Serbian.
Amazing.
And this is him, you know, like I'm sure any other child is doing. I'm not trying to claim that my son is
right.
Special, but the fact that this child is listening out for the sounds rather than focusing on the words, he doesn't know what he's saying. He's just focusing on the sounds. So I think there's certainly a lesson for English learners there, and people who are conscious about their pronunciation, is to focus on the sound and what you're actually hearing, rather than worrying so much about the construction of the word.
Yeah, I love that tip. And that's a funny story. I would have been amazed, right? You must have been shocked, like, whoa, oh my gosh, what's happening? Guys, this is a great tip, right? And just to highlight what you said, you know, when we use vocabulary words and we go and we listen for them, we look for them, we're like filtering the new language through our old frames of our own language. Whereas if we can be more of a kid, listening for those sounds is kind of a more simple way to learn, but a more pure way to learn in a way, isn't it?
I would definitely agree with that. Yes.
Yeah. I love this. All right. So I'm excited to hear your third tip then.
So the tip number three is also related to what language learners can take from kids. And that's really just to take joy in language. It's a really funny thing to see how a child can enjoy discovering new words and connecting with new sounds in an absolutely amazing way, that he hears a new sound or he hears a new word, doesn't matter whether it's in English or if it's in Italian, and you know, has big smiles and he wants to repeat these sounds. So I think the more language learners, the more listeners to this show can just take joy in the process of learning, the process of discovering new words and phrases, I think that will be a very important part, and people can get a lot of success by kind of being more like a child in that respect.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful. I love it. And you know, this goes along with our whole idea of connection, not perfection, because, you know, maybe just seeking the joy in the moment of connection is the second step, right? The first step is the joy in the actual learning to learn, right? I mean, that smile that comes on your son's face and just wanting to acquire something new and having a sense of wonder like a kid. So that's your assignment for today, guys. We want to get you to go out there in the world and find the joy in just learning. And, you know, I think a lot of times if we're stuck in our textbooks, in our rooms, this may not be as joyful. So that's why, you know, we want to encourage you to go out and find new, more joyful ways to discover the language, not just learn it. I love it. So good, Alistair. Thank you for these three tips. This has been fantastic. Anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners as a closing?
Sorry, I missed the last bit, Lindsay.
No problem. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before we wrap up and let them know where they can find you?
Sure. So as Lindsay said, I have a podcast. It's called English Learning for Curious Minds. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever. So if you would like to listen to that, then just search English Learning for Curious Minds in your favorite podcast app.
Yes, and we want to encourage you guys to follow Alistair's show. Check it out. Go and enjoy that. What do you cover on your show, Alistair? Just give us a little sense of, because your topics are interesting. They're different. You dig into all sorts of things in history. Tell us a little bit about what you cover on your show.
Sure. So the best thing to do is to go to the search bar, either on your favorite podcast app or just on Google, and search for English Learning for Curious Minds. We make two new episodes every week, and there is a real wide range of subjects, everything from who were the real Peaky Blinders through to the curious history of tea. So go and check it out. I'm sure you will find something that will be of interest to you.
Okay, great. It was great meeting you, despite the connections. Yeah. All right, take care.
Connection, not perfection.
Yeah, connection, yes. Exactly. Okay. All right, bye, take care.
Thanks so much for your time, Lindsay, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.